The views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the
baseball.
Show, the Uplift Society, or Rock to Crowd TV. The show is
actually
intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
You know what? Are you surprised?
Hell nah.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Shohei, bro, do what you gotta do, man. Get your monies up, you know?
Dude, when you got...
Secure it for your family.
I feel like when you have every league is sponsored by a betting organization.
It's hard to be away from.
Every commercial is sponsored by a bet. Every other commercial is Prize Picks, DraftKings, MGM Bets, ESPN Bets. Feel me? Every podcast is sponsored by these guys. Joe Budden's ain't did ads for 4 or 5 years. Mm.
But he doing promotion.
Prize Picks.
Oh, word.
All right. So, this is Straight Dope Show. I'm Aluo. That's Trey B. The Wonder. And hope you're watching this on Rock to Crowd TV. If not, please do. As you can see, we talking about sports betting. And on the list, it just says betting scandal. But I feel like...
No, but I don't think people know. Because this is one of those stories that hasn't actually gone as viral as it should have been. You know, it's like,
it
should be talked about.
No,
we investigate,
son.
We investigate. We don't want to.
Stop.
No.
We don't want to.
Because if this was motherfucking LeBron James or Kyrie Irving or fucking, I don't even give a damn. If it was Spencer Dinwiddie, shit, this would be the biggest story in sports right now.
Yeah, because
you would hear it nonstop. Tell me about it.
Yeah,
but Shohei Ohtani, the new
hey, Babe Ruth, bro.
Yeah,
Babe Ruth,
new greatest motherfucker ever from across the states and the seas and shit.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he got caught up.
Would.
He got caught.
He ain't
up
get caught up in major. Nothing, son. He ain't get caught up in nothing.
Fuck out of here. It was like $4 million or something, wasn't it?
Something like
it
that.
Was something, it was a good.
That was his interpreter, though. That was his interpreter.
A good chunk of change.
That was his
was
interpreter
on his behalf. With his name on it.
Ain't no proof.
I put your name on it.
Ain't no proof.
The proof is your name.
Ain't no proof.
Proof is put. Ain't. The proof says your name is on it.
MLB is investigating. So I don't want to say nothing until the investigation is complete.
Everybody that has actually spoke on this shit, and it's just radio shows. It's just like, you know, it's nothing major, but like everybody that has spoke on this. Fuck out of here. Everybody that spoke on this shit is saying the same thing. That nigga guilty. We know it. But they gonna cover it up. And that's what they doing. They covering it up. They trying to put together stories and
y'all
shit.
Y'all foul, son. Y'all foul. Y'all disparaging my boy.
Your boy disparaged himself and got caught up in some dumb shit. He wasn't moving smart enough.
Nah, son.
Nigga, whoever your interpreter was, he wasn't moving smart enough. I don't give a fuck who you want to blame it on. That nigga wasn't moving smart enough for your camp. All right? That's why you caught up and you guilty, because your camp wasn't smart enough.
I mean,
this is how it works. If you Tony Montana and this motherfucker, right? If you Tony Soprano and this motherfucker, who's going down, right?
Guilty by association, I get it.
Who's going down? Who they looking for?
Him. They looking for the other.
That's why you guilty, nigga.
They looking for the other.
Fuck out of here with this bullshit. We know what it is.
I ain't got nothing to do with this. Nothing. Ain't no proof.
This nigga had a big ass fucking bell pepper nose. This motherfucker will be in jail right now. I'm fucking one of yours.
Nigga said a bell pepper nose.
He'd be in jail right now, nigga. He'd be sitting there stewing and shit. Stew king out here.
Nah, like.
Nigga talking about, hey, you know I'm the best pitcher in the world, right?
Hey, but I mean, but really though, how. Everything you saying, I don't necessarily have a rebuttal to. We don't know, and we might be right. Who the fuck knows? My thing is, how do we reconcile that with all the money that's in sports right now is due to sports betting? All of it. Like,
okay, you want to sit here on a big issue? I'm cool with that.
Like,
I'm cool with that. I'm
like,
cool
I hear that. You, dog. Like I said, I ain't got no rebuttal. I just can't really stand up for him. Like, but, you know what I mean?
You're right. Because sports betting is the bigger issue. If it's going to be so prevalent in every sport,
in every state
in America, then are we going to allow this or not? Because it doesn't seem like it's actually a problem.
But I don't feel like the only time it becomes a problem, and it's if you're not betting on yourself.
They said we're betting on other sports.
Yeah. No, like, because I feel like, you know, cheating is a thing, bro. The Black Sox scandals way back when was they threw the World Series type shit, right? They bet on the other team and then played horribly to let them win, right? It's one of those things where it's like, I kind of understand that, but if you betting on yourself to win and on other sports, I feel like ain't no problem.
Could you imagine?
Hmm.
Oh, because that would honestly be great. That would be like, yo, we about to make it big, right? Like, yo, this is your movie idea where it's like.
Blue Chips. Have you seen Blue Chips?
No.
Oh, nigga, you need to see Blue Chips. It got fucking, it got Shaq in it. It got Penny Hardaway in it. And it got Nick Nolte in it. That's one of my favorite basketball movies. But it's also sports betting. Because, nigga, you get, it's how they used to get players before the NIL deals and shit. It would be like, yo, the booster bought his mom a house, so he went over here. Or his mom, his folks got new cars and blah, 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 blah. Now he coming over here to go to school.
I see.
It's shit like that, right? And it's like, yo, it comes down to, yo, when the person that gave you the car come and tap on you, because you ain't got a place to bet. He just got you roped in, and he like, hey, dog, so we supposed to lose by 2. And then you see, and then they like, all right. And it's like, all right, so you still balling out. You still doing your thing. And you see bro out there over there in the tunnel with his arms folded.
Oh, yeah, we supposed to lose.
So
it's time to start breaking.
So there's no, that takes all the integrity out. But when y'all are sponsored by these companies.
Yeah, right? Honestly, if you don't believe that this is happening in the league, like that exact story, if you don't believe that that is happening in multiple games, then you're probably stupid. Like, I don't think you understand.
I didn't expect you to go there. I didn't know where you was going, but I didn't expect you to go there.
Well, look, if you don't understand that, if I have an opportunity to make money off of something, right? Mm-hmm. And control I can influence the outcome of what's going to happen to increase my odds of winning. If you don't believe I'm going to do that ever.
I got a bridge to sell you.
Yo, I don't believe I'm ever going to do that?
I got a beach in Sacramento for you right now.
You know what I mean?
So I know. I
sell you anything,
I hear
bro.
You. I hear you. Cause not like, but that's what I'm saying is
when these flames came from the mountains of Rome back in the night the eight
trap.
You know what I mean? The 500s of Pompeii. I just start saying some shit. I don't even know if these timelines link up. Niggas just believe in what I'm saying.
Nah, but
we trapped the oils of the fire.
But that's my thing. That's the thing is how much people. We talked about it in the last episode, how people care about how much money they're making and what they can't do, right? But if everything is under this influence, if everything is sponsored by this, right? All of these leagues are sponsored, all these teams are sponsored, all the shows that talk about them are sponsored by all of these betting organizations. What do we care for?
Because people want to believe. It's the same thing I was just
saying. No, I mean,
if you can frame it, they're going to believe in it no matter what we actually tell them. You know, if you can believe the facts, it's going to warp your mindset on what is actually happening. It's going to take away from it. And you don't want that to happen because this is too good for you. And my little world, remember?
See, that's
it means too fucking much. When I look at the things that you have, and I want them, and I'm looking at you in that light, I can't believe that you'd have that much control over that. I can't believe it because I want to buy into this.
Well, hey, see, and like, again, you're right. So that's not necessarily a rebuttal, but it's like they don't have control is the idea, right? Like you mad at the false sense of control they do have. They still had to ask permission and shit just like you do. Like it's the same shit.
And I get upset when I don't see that. When I don't see them asking for
permission,
I get upset. See what I mean? No, that's their fucking mindset every
you're right.
single time.
You're right. That's why it's like it's weird.
It's irritating.
It's weird to me only because I can't. I don't see things through that lens. So it's like none of that shit matters to me. These is people at a job, like right? Like I'm not tripping off how much they make.
It's envy, bro. It's not in you. It's not who you are. But there's people in our country. Because we make it a makeup of who you are because of the way the media tries to make you want to be them.
No, what's funny is they definitely try to make you hate them.
Yeah.
They act like they're praising them, but the questions and shit they ask is shaped in a way for you to be like, man, fuck this thing.
Yeah, I want what they have.
Nah, it's cool.
Yeah, and then that's why I feel like every time you have a scandal or any kind of little thing that happens in any type of celebrity's life, that's why they sell so many publicity ads and shit. Because you want the negative to be real more than anything. For some reason, we look for the beef. We look for the juicy, fucked up details more than anything, and we want to believe in that shit to happen. We want to believe that you know, Drake had a child that he was fucking hiding away. We want to believe...
He was, though.
We want to believe that fucking R. Kelly is a for real rapist. And it's like, that's terrible. No matter how many times that nigga got... no matter how many times he got off scot-free, we all knew, though. You know what I mean?
I just seen a clip that was like, yo, the Boondocks predicted the future and y'all didn't even pay attention. And they showed the R. Kelly thing. They showed the chair at the Alabama thing.
Yeah! The rib one was the craziest one. The sandwich that had people going crazy and shit. That's the real one. Because it's like, yo, it's something so small that can make you so crazy. And it's, you don't understand how it can control
it. I'm still mad, yo. I'm still mad all these years later that they dropped that sandwich.
I want another one of those.
Which
that was good.
Turned they fucking sales up on the sandwich. So then they discontinued the best nuggets ever.
Oh, you still mad about the nuggets?
Damn, man, it's
years later,
so
nigga.
Wild.
Years
it's
later,
so long.
But you knew what I was talking
about.
But you knew what I was talking about.
You knew exactly what I was talking about, bro. The Nuggets is the best shits ever. But because the chicken sandwich blew up, they like, oh, we can discontinue
that shit. You know what's crazy? Have you ain't in the game now? You don't care about their food no more, huh?
Nah.
All right, so now it ain't even chicken no more, bro. It's the wings. They got little wings that they sell.
Oh, they do got wings.
A better price, though.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Because, like, back in the day when, like, let's say KFC had the wings, people wouldn't buy them, so they would just have them there. And it would be like you'd have to wait 10 minutes to get the wings, right? But they always had them. And then they finally discontinued them shits because, you know, everybody just buying regular chicken anyway. Now... They swap the prices where it's more efficient or more better, just you know, better
wings.
Value to get the wings. So, nigga, we getting wings, right? And Popeyes is
though?
Yo, huh?
Are they wings good?
Yes. All right. They have hella flavors too.
Oh shit!
Yes. Right. It's like six.
Hey, Popeyes.
Is it $5.99 or $6.99? It's like $5.99, I think, for six.
Oh, that's some crack prices. I don't trust them.
Yo. And they real wings, too. They little ones, but they real wings. So it's like they're good.
I don't trust
them. You
can
get like 18 of them for like, you know,
they about
$20.
To up it, though. They about to up it.
That's
I
what
it.
I was thinking, but this is where I think they got the game, where it's like, no, don't up it. Just keep doing this limited time thing, and when we keep bringing it back out,
they're gonna hit every time, and we're gonna slowly raise it up by a quarter.
Yeah, you know, it'll be like a dollar more the next time.
Oh shit! So, we was talking about beef, yo.
Yeah, we moving through these topics. We be so all over the place.
But
you ever catch the wave, bro?
Fuck.
Shoot, wave, bro.
Yo, so Kendrick Lamar.
I wish I had long hair so bad.
We can get you a wig. Oh, God. You know what? You should just grow out the back and we can braid it.
Yo. That would be epic. I'm not even going to lie.
If I had the sides, though. You could wear a hat. Nobody would ever know.
Yeah. They'd be like, why all your hats look really nice? And it's like,
yo, because this nigga here.
What y'all doing?
Like, you just walking. Bruh. Hello.
I just want you to know.
Anyway, I guess my dog just walked in, people.
Did he walk in front of the camera?
He didn't announce himself.
We good?
Nothing. Shut up. So, Kendrick Lamar came out with Metro Boomin' and Future album.
Oh, the big stuff. Oh, did you actually hear the song?
Hell yeah.
Was there more to the beef or was it just that one clip?
Just that verse.
Okay. Was the verse or was it just a little clip? I only heard the clip.
It's a verse.
Oh, he had a whole verse.
That nigga said, fuck the big three, it's just big me. I'm just giving you the highlights. That nigga too many goofies with a check. That nigga said, they can't be legit no 40 water.
Tell him. I appreciate that he keeps dropping 40 references.
Hey, and it was the ad lib.
But because he owned our coast, you know, E-40 was a part of his life.
Absolutely.
Like it was a part of our lives. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that anywhere else. So it's like, that's I appreciate. True. It kind of is. They know him, but they don't listen to him like we listen to him, where it's that's a part true. Of your that's playlist. True.
Like, I feel you. Because I feel like people know E-40, but they didn't come up on E-40.
Yeah, like, but they remember like, oh yeah, Sprinkle B. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like, nah, nigga.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, but
nah, he had shit forever.
Nigga, mustard and mayonnaise.
Nigga, forever.
Federal. Right? Shit. We can keep going. But nah, what else did he say on there? Matter of fact, I think I had, where my phone at? This nigga went.
He went ape shit, on it.
Bro.
Did you see the clip that I posted? They said Drake was gonna come. They was gonna come get Kendrick or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they had the Soulja Boy clip of him.
Oh, Drake! That shit funny.
Not the nigga that was
hiding this kid from the what?
Drake.
Nah, like, I can't find it, but he was spitting it at him for a minute.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen. But it's good enough to know that song this is happening.
That shit slapped too. The beat slapped, the whole shit. He got you in
Basically Kendrick coming back. He got something to say now, huh? You know what I think it is? I think he's just always been for the competition, and it was always
these niggas
luster.
Is soft.
But every time he tried to do this, nobody really came back.
Nah, these niggas are soft. That's all it comes down to, bruh, because everybody, it's not about the competition for them. It's about the money and the fan base.
Yeah.
Right? And nobody wants to be the, like, J. Cole is for the competition. He feel like he can wax you. Nah, I feel lately, like you right with the in between, but the last year or so, bro, he been hopping on tracks just going.
But I think you know how it's like, it's almost like heroes, where it's like you know who the big ones are, right? And we gonna let you rock over there where you do what you do. And if you were to come over to here, you know you're under us. And that's how that goes. And I think that's how J. Cole sees it, where it's like, those two dudes are bigger than me no matter what I do. And I'm gonna keep just rocking because they gonna let me rock I'm at.
Well, I think
if I try to join them, then they're gonna overshadow me no matter what I do.
I hear you, but I don't agree. And the reason I don't agree is because if we're looking at the last 10 years, right, each one of them has solidified themselves in rap. mm-hmm. period. Like, as one of the best. Like, Drake is out there with the pop shit, bro. He ran that way with it, and nobody could touch him. Kendrick is more at a conscious level street rap type shit, right? But it's more of a conscious level street rap. It's not drill. It's like, I'm telling you this story so you can do better than I did, mm-hmm. right? And then J. Cole is on that, I see this whole picture, and I'm doing it this way. I put a lot of niggas on. Like, other cats can't say that, bro. Dreamville is a thing. Yeah, like, for real. So OVO is not a thing like that. Nah. You know what I mean? TDE wasn't Kendrick Lamar's.
Actually,
yeah, you're right. That wasn't his.
Right?
There was a lot of niggas that did make it out of TDE.
Yeah, TDE was a thing, but TDE wasn't Kendrick Lamar's. Dreamville is J. Cole.
Yeah, I put niggas on.
So they actually did that. So they've all
solidified
themselves as in that GOAT conversation or whatever. I don't like to say GOAT, but you know, yeah, that
top five of the time. Yeah, shit.
Right. So with but I think that Kendrick, like, I don't think he's never put himself out there like that. He's never, like, he says he's the greatest. But it's like, you a rapper, nigga. We all say that. I say that. Like, like, if you, anybody that's out here rapping, if you're not saying you the best, why you rapping?
That's how I've been feeling.
Like, you supposed
like,
to.
Why are you doing this then if you're not trying to be dope?
Right. So you
just,
that
you just doing this? And that's how we treat your music.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you like. That's what you
so because he, I feel like because he started standing on all the accomplishments I just gave him, because he's standing on them right now. Too. They like, ah, oh, wait a minute, you with us? It's like, yes, nigga, look at me.
You know who I am. Like, y'all know who I am.
You can't.
And now that he's saying something, I feel like he giving, you know, Kendrick a reason to
absolutely
respond. Just say anything, all right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I wanted this.
Kendrick been waiting.
I've been waiting for niggas to say something. Stewing and shit. Old niggas didn't want it.
Yeah, no, I think him and Cole and Kendrick are more for the competition, and Drake, because he's corny, and I'm saying that because everybody say that, is he's more concerned about
his image.
Absolutely.
And how it's going.
Like, he's been saying he the best rapper, blah, 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 for how long, and everybody been like, oh, you sell records, my nigga, cool. Like, right?
But I never felt like he was the best of anything. I just think he's a, you know.
He sell records. He sell records, right? Bro.
He's a great pop star. Does that shit. He's been doing that shit for a very long time. Of pop starness.
So when somebody pull in his card, it'd be like, all right, bro, you a rapper, right? Yo, but he said in an interview his best tool is his pen.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He said that.
I didn't know.
Out his mouth.
That. I did not know he said
you see
that.
What I'm saying?
Wow, that's crazy.
So when you
that's
say
it, to go on.
When you saying things like that in interviews, and it's like, all right, bro, show and prove. Now, they talked about how he hit, they was beefing with Meek Mill or whatever, and he came back real fast. I ain't heard nothing yet.
Yeah, I don't think.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like, unlike you said, Kendrick here for the competition, bro. That's real rap, bro. You talk shit on records.
It hasn't been like, but what you're saying where you, that response thing, it hasn't been like that since either his beefs or ones that were like that prior to. You know, where it was like we responding quick and we going back and forth at it. We haven't had that in a long time.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, hip-hop has been very different.
Not because they want to have, like, Joe Budden called them monetized friendships. Because everybody's saying this is like a beef between there is a beef between Future and Drake, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, but they did albums together and they did this. And it was like, oh, but it's something else, right? And it's like, oh, they just monetize friends. They make good music together. But I think that was always the problem. It used to be, nigga, my team makes fly shit. Your team make fly shit. Then we compete mm-hmm. against each other. It's not like, oh, let's link up and be buddies. And we take pictures together. And
we do a couple songs.
Shit.
All
no,
the time
but
together
we
now.
Like, and if we do get a song together, we trying to out rap each other on the song.
Yeah, they're not doing that. They were doing bullshit on songs. La di da di da, la di da di da. Like, hey, it was cool.
That's just
like,
it was
cool. I ain't mad at it. It's just that's not gonna, you know, I forget stand the name, test of that. Time.
I mean, I don't remember the name of the album, but that's
exactly. I don't remember the name of the album. Nope, it wasn't that good, bruh. It's not that good. I was you don't even know what song
I was
that
was. Slapping it too.
But you don't even know what song. We all was slapping it, but it was just for that summer. That one summer.
It was a good summer.
Cool. So was springtime, nigga, with Bruce fucking, what was his name? Spring love.
Come back to me.
That's my shit, boy. But that's you ain't gonna find nobody. Yeah. You ain't gonna find nobody talking about that shit.
At the freestyle concert.
I can't remember this nigga's name.
I still can't think of the album. What a time to be alive. There it is.
Fuck out of here. Don't nobody care about that shit.
So, but yeah, I think, like, as much as we would want, like, a back and forth, I think you're right. And it's all image and, what's it called? Image-based. Like, nobody wants to be vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm.
And then, what was Big Sean even talking about? What was he going, what was he on about? Who's talking about you? Why did he bring himself up?
Nah, bro, it's fucked up because my nigga been absent. I fuck with Big Sean. I'm a Big Sean fan.
A word?
All right.
That's crazy.
Like, fuck you.
He's saying that. I'm just saying. Like, I didn't know that.
Like, nah. Because, bro, when he was coming up and riding around on tour, this nigga would hit me on Twitter anytime he would come. Be close.
Oh, come see me. I'm like, not at
yeah,
the
come
show,
see my
huh?
show. Yeah, I was like, okay, that's cool, bro. And this nigga's like a real rap star. Great for him.
That's dope. Right?
So,
who's like Lil B?
Yeah.
I'm following everybody.
Early on, bro, mm-hmm. But it was with the Finally Famous shit, like before he got on, like with the mixtapes and shit. So I've been a fan of his since then.
Okay.
Right? So I fuck with him, but it's like, yo, he been absent for a few years. He been cooling it, whatever. As soon as this nigga decide to drop a song, right? He coming out with a song. He just dropping a new song, let you know he's still out here.
He gets overshadowed by these dudes his every single time.
Bruh, it's like, yo, like, goddamn, bruh.
I didn't even know he dropped anything.
That was just whatever you was hearing, whatever snippet you heard from Big Sean was probably the song that he dropped.
Oh, shit. I thought he was just rapping because of
no,
what was happening, yo.
See? Nah,
bro, that's bad.
No, you know what, though? I feel like that's just Big Sean's journey. It's just like, he's too cool, bro. Like, you know what? Just be smooth, bro. As long as you keep it cool.
Actually, yeah, straight. Because nobody knows. I don't know. You know what I mean? If you're a fan of his, you know, and you cool with it, and that's it. That's all that matters.
Like,
and people who are fans of his like his shit no matter what you say. It don't matter. They're good with his shit. Yeah. So it's like, he's good.
He made good music. Like it's unfair that he gets
compared to them.
It's not even a comparison that everybody put when there's having a conversation about them, then it's like, oh, but what about Big Sean, nigga? We wasn't talking about him. Like he do his shit. He's made records. He got fans, nigga. He toured around the world. Janae Aiko, his girl, nigga. What the fuck are we talking about?
Are they still together?
I think so. Wow. Like, you see what I'm saying? What are we talking about?
You know what that reminds me of?
Leave this nigga alone.
You know what that reminds me of? That's that Sade Nas type and, shit where it's like, oh, he with her? And you be like, that's still working out.
Niggas be mad.
No, it's the opposite. It's like, I have to respect that shit.
Facts.
It don't matter what I thought about him before this. Let him rock, son.
Yeah, nah, it's one of those, like, that is his generation of rappers, but he's the only one, like, everything that I said that all three of them have done, right? He's touched all of those bases.
What the fuck?
I don't know. He's touched all the bases as far as being, like, a lyrical conscious neighborhood rapper. He got some pop hits.
I'm sorry.
I hear you.
I'm about to cry. Goddamn.
He also was, I don't know, he ain't putting nobody on like J. Cole. But, I mean, he's in the same sphere. But I feel like people right. just like people like to shit on him because he's the nice one. And when I say nice, I mean when niggas talk shit about him, he don't come out shooting at him. He don't come out talking shit about him. Like Kanye was like,
he's not aggressive enough.
And I think that's why people don't fuck with him.
Cause he's a rapper. How you gonna be a rapper and not be aggressive?
Cause that nigga's cooler than you.
But when you cooler than me, right? You gotta be able to express it on rack somehow. And because
lay back flow.
Okay, remember when I was rapping over and over and over again? And I couldn't get that laid back feeling.
Uh-huh.
All right. So when you trying to be aggressive and you can't get aggressive to come off, right?
Oh, you speaking to monotone raps.
He ain't that person,
mm-hmm.
but you still need that in certain aspects of your career. If you're trying to make it in a, this is gladiator sport, bro. Hip hop is
you right.
at each other.
Not like I feel like he is. I feel like on wax, he can be, like, his raps can be aggressive, right? But his personality and the way he moves and his business, his decisions on how he responds to criticisms is, he has that I'm above this attitude, which I appreciate. But Gladiator Sport, nigga, you're not above this. You got to be down in the dirt with us. I agree with you because I'm like his raps and shit is on par with these niggas. He can rap like they do. Like
but he ain't going at nobody. And if somebody says something about him, he probably
he shrug like whatever, nigga.
Yeah.
Like
that's not gonna win you no fans in the real aspect of the world.
We
want to see you go at it.
You hit the nail on the head, bro. Gladiator Sport. When a nigga gets on an interview and says, oh, my headstone is going to say, I'm here because I shine Big Sean, and you get out there and you like, what's up with this nigga? Like, the response isn't equal to the attack, right? Because that's a hell of an attack, nigga, when you tell him, you like, bro, I'm the only cat that released albums on good music like this. What the fuck you talking about? But you didn't respond with that aggression. You just like, why? Like, nigga...
Why did you say that about me?
What I do to you? Like, oh, no, you got to...
Nah, you should have came out with some dirt,
man. Yeah, you should have came with some trash.
Anything. How you going to say that with the bitches you be fucking? Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't hear him say anything. Nothing.
Yeah,
he don't even get at him like I got at him, bro. You boring to listen to. Don't nobody listen to you. Who's quoting you, bro? I could make this whole... fucking verse out of your quotes and no one would know it. That would be the dopest shit ever.
Damn. But
nobody's thinking like that. They're not trying to go at you.
But like I said, like you said, that when your response is too cool, right? When your response is respectful and that's how you move. That's a great quality in a person. Right, we wish more people had
probably
these
why
qualities.
He went Janae, I'm telling you, he probably cool as fuck, like you said. Right?
But in a rapper that in this gladiator sport, when
this nigga like, really just be kicking at that at the house, rolling up, and yeah, be like, all these niggas beefing again.
I was
probably like one of us. We just saw him.
He probably just be cool with it, bro.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is, and it just
should I go ahead and drop a verse back?
I drop one. Yep. Oh, this nigga dropped this.
Yeah, I've been telling you, should've.
He probably just hella cool, bro. I'm telling you. Yeah, you're right.
That's why
that sucks though. That kind of sucks.
It does. Because in a world of aggressive. Aggressive people, bro. When you respectful and you hold yourself to a high standard, man,
that's just not gonna work for us. He Kyrie out here, bro.
Absolutely,
that's not winning fans, bro.
Damn.
That's funny. That's very funny. I like.
You can't
that
be respectful in America.
Nah,
damn.
Nah, hell no. Nah. That's not what we about, bro. We abrasive. Okay.
I'm so mad that I said that. And then I can, in my head, draw the lines, like, yep, yep, yep.
There's so many ways I could just, you know, get on stage, say some crazy shit, and everybody would be like, yeah! And now I got fans forever, you know, just because I said some. The Rock, bro, the people's champ. literally just says crazy shit on stage about people. Abrasive.
And we love him for it, bro.
He's the people's champ.
Bro, he would come to your town, sing a folk song, talking shit about the whole
town.
About the town he in. And the crowd, like,
damn, we love you, though. And if it wasn't him, then it was Cone Stowe, the dude who's, you know, busting beers off his head and other people's heads.
All right,
and,
bro. I'm going to need you to get his name right, though. Stone Cold.
Cone Stowe, is that what I said? That nigga ice cream with it. He cold with it, though. So, like,
oh my god, that's funny as hell.
You caught that shit immediately. Now you see, I was just about to keep running.
But you're right. But I mean, I just had to cut it in right there. But you're right though, because it's abrasive, and
that's what we are, dude. And we appeal to that.
Yeah.
And then, I think it's just a good way to, you know,
but you know what? Anyway, but I also think, because as we said in the last one, the media is like the mindset, right? So even if that's not our mindset, that is what we push forward as, like, drill music. Like, that's mad aggressive, mad violent.
Donald Trump.
Mad aggressive. like those are the things that we constantly talk about in anything that's respectful, because it's like good, or you know what I mean, or positive. It's like, nah, we don't really fuck that. That's wild.
Yeah, it's kind of just what we do. So, you know, if we okay with it, because this is why, you know, Big Sean is just never going to be the one. You know, and this is why when we look at Kendrick, who's okay with going at it with people,
hey, bro,
we're always going to give him that extra bit of oomph, because nobody's willing to go back at
bro,
it.
Bro, he said, I'm really like that.
This nigga's like 5'6".
Bro, he said he's going to have to prove he a problem. Yo, I'm just remembering the lines. As we see, them was mad.
You know who was another one of the biggest, like, rap stars ever? Mm. Like, ever, ever. Think about it. That goes with what we say. One of the biggest rap stars of all time.
Waka Flocka?
Nope. DMX.
Oh. Yeah.
One of the most abrasive.
Really like
wild.
That. Really like
that. You know what I mean? And he hit for everybody across the globe.
Bruh, he hit immediately.
Everybody across the globe.
You're right. You seen that dude, whatever festival he was at in Europe, and the whole 100,000. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Craziness. And it's, you know, I'm saying nothing good up here. You know what I mean? And I'm very abrasive, like we've been saying. This is what I do. I'm giving you that I'm the best. I'm, you know, I'm the top dog, literally. I'm the one.
I'm the best, and I will bite anybody that try to say they were number one.
You know, come up and try to be. Just, I dare
wasn't
you.
His number, wasn't
remember,
his,
wait. Fucking Jay-Z was coming up after him, and he was like, I didn't want that.
Wasn't his first song, Get At Me, Dog?
Probably, I don't know, but probably. Like,
yeah, nah. I mean, you're right, and it all makes sense, and there's no... Because we don't give, even though hip hop is diverse, right? You have from a Kendrick to a Drake, right? And everything in between. But we don't promote the diversity in it like that, right? It's like we look at Drake, and even I'm guilty of being like, nah, that's just pop, right? Taking it off of the he's not aggressive,
but
so it's not
always been this, and you're a victim of it, so it's not even your fault, bro. We do the same thing with MC Hammer, bro. He was one of the greatest we've had, just like, you know, DMX. Yeah. But we talk about him like he was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, if you bring his name up now, people laugh and shit. Yeah. Like, it was funny.
Like, he wasn't that. Like, he wasn't that dude.
It was the nicest ever, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Any party and every party that you ever went to, he turned up. So, it's like, if you was into Hammer, You was into bitches. You was into everything that was nice about the world at the time. Yeah. He was in Tampa.
And then everything in hip-hop was like, that's not us.
Because niggas hate it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But the point is, he was the Drake of that time.
Yeah.
You know what Absolutely. I mean? Where it's like, oh, he the corny dude. And it's like, oh, for real? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if we out here, I'm the one that's, you know, really at the parties. I'm the one that's moving.
I'm holding the function down.
But if we on wax and you want me to go at people and shit, remember when he tried to switch it up and it wasn't nice? Because that's not who you are. But if you, you know, just not doing like, what you do, you're one of the best at
it. No, it's funny because it's like, I think they say Hammer was really like that. But his music was dance music. His music was fun.
That's what you do.
Like, he was still hard in the streets, bro. You couldn't fuck with Hammer. But but in the public eye, in the public eye, though, it doesn't fit what we know of you.
Yeah,
that would be the basically the same thing if Drake decided to go left with it. Yeah. Right, and it'd be like I love hard Drake, right? But then it's like, nigga, when you extra hard, it's like, what is this? I still need you to sing the hooks, my nigga.
Nah, because like, we don't even know what Drake has actually been through, and he's tried to say it on wax a few times.
To be fair though, Drake's probably like, I've listened to most of his albums, and he probably went through some shit. I can't say he didn't. Everybody go through shit, but he don't put. As I talked about vulnerability earlier, he don't put himself out there as the man he is vulnerable. He puts his emotional feelings out there as far as women are concerned. He's really vulnerable. He don't really give a fuck about sharing all of that. He'll share everything that has to do with these bitches. But if it has to do with something that's like attacking his ego and things like that, he kind of just shits on you and moves on.
Yeah,
he'd be like, "Nigga, I'm fly as fuck. You can't stop me, nigga." Oh,
and past that,
right?
All
right,
back to these problems I got with these bitches.
And I feel like because of the lack of vulnerability in that space, we're not gonna have that connection to him that says it's hip hop. Because it's like we know, like, what's that song? The way they reminisce over you, Troy, right? That's a song about a friend that died, right? And it's like the vulnerability in you expressing your feelings to this friend that you grew up with and passed away. All of those things is real deep, and that gives that emotional connection. That's like, yo, that's what hip-hop is. That's showing me who you are and making us relate to you in that way. Mm-hmm. And Drake is more of a, you can't relate to me, nigga. I got a fucking jumbo jet.
And if you are relating to me, it's because of
these bitches. These
bitches. That's how we relate. You mm-hmm. understand? Because yeah. you've been through this too.
Yeah. So yeah. No, it's, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens in over the summer. Because it's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a...
this is going to die out.
You think?
Yeah.
Like immediately?
Yeah.
Ah, that's whack.
I don't think they're going to, like you said, he hasn't responded yet.
No, right? I feel like, I don't think Drake will ever respond, bro. But I think J. Cole will, just for the sport. And that's what I'm here for.
I think if Drake does, not Drake, if J. Cole does do anything, he gonna get on a song with Kendrick or some shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
I thought that too. I didn't want to say it. I thought that too.
This is what I was about to say about him earlier, where I'm like, you was talking about, yeah, but he's willing to go at him. And I'm like, yeah.
Not like I said, I thought that really. Too. I thought that too, but I'm like, but
he willing to be on the team. He willing to be like,
I feel like,
hey, I support you, bro. Let's do this.
I feel like he's willing to let the people decide, and that's something that Drake
would know what the people decided. That's why I feel like he's okay with being a part of the team.
No,
he,
when you say,
know where he slotted at,
when you say he gonna do a song with him, I feel like he gonna really try to out rap him on the song, and I would like to hear that song.
You're right, because they like, did do that in the past.
He would really try.
They like, all did that in the past, and it was nice. Yeah. Jodeci Back was one of my favorite fucking songs. See, you don't remember Jodeci fucking freestyle with Drake and J. Cole was sick. That was a sick ass song, and they never really did another one like that. Mm-hmm. And when they did do a one, it was
First Person Shooter.
Yeah, hell of years later.
Well, but again, that's Drake. That I don't think he doesn't like that. He doesn't like the conversation to be had. He wants it to be...
And that's literally what we did after the first person shooter.
But he was
attacking him.
But I don't think he wants that conversation to be had because it's never good for him.
Yeah.
Like, he's already, like, you know, it's, even if you come, even, first off, his second verse was trash. Period. That shit could have just been cut off and we'd been okay with it. Right? Second, you, like you said, it's an aggressive, it's a combat sport, man. If you own the track together, we gonna compare you. We compared J. Cole to Lil Yachty. They was on the track together, and again, could have just cut his track, could have first off, bro. Just had J. Cole rock it, but it's okay.
That
I understand.
Was so cold, bro. That was so, and I still have that song slotted, and it's one of those like, man. He tried though.
He
hella tried.
I don't know how hard he tried.
I would have definitely rather heard like Lil B. Over.
There's a lot. I got a list.
A long list. I guess I would have rather heard.
What was I saying? I don't think that he's there for that conversation. Even though he says how much he sells and stuff and how he thinks he's one of the best and things like that, cool. But you never want to be next to somebody that might be. That, cause it's not, cause,
shine a little cause heavier.
It's not even shine. Well, yeah, it is, but it's the it's in this game. We can talk about careers all day long, right? But we gonna talk about this game.
Yeah,
the same way. It's like, yo, you got a great career, but remember that one time?
It's that one time. He's got a lot of time, and that's like, hey, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah,
and then you didn't say nothing.
You
remember? Ha. And this is another one of their moments.
He didn't say nothing.
Kendrick has really got that on everybody because it's like, who's really going to go at me? Like I said, them old dudes don't want it because I got the younger fans and I can rap like that now. So it's like, if you get on this track sounding old, you know, you go, it's not going to work out for you.
If you get on this track, a hibbit.
So it's not a good idea if you one of them niggas trying to go at me talking about being the best. You know what I mean? This is why Lil Wayne decided to chill out back in the day where it was like, I know my time has passed and it's okay. I'm still dope when I release shit, mm-hmm. but I'm not one of those dudes anymore. Mm-hmm. Let them do their thing. This is their time. They got the time now. And like you said, pecking order. We not going to actually say nothing to him. But when I get my time to release an album and shit, I'm going to be talking my shit and saying everything that I say. I'm one of the best, y'all know, top of my, just like Drake do. But he not going to go at him personally. You know, I'm going to take a picture with him.
No. No pictures. Really like that, bro.
I'm just being real. That's what's going to happen.
If
it don't happen like that and they actually go at each other, this is going to be cool for us to just talk about.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I want it just because we've talked about how hip-hop feels like it was dying and things. And the competition of it is the reason why it was dying. You weren't having competition. You were just going to make a song with him, take a picture with him. You're going to do a podcast or do something. You're not going to go at him to get a conversation going as to why. Now, I don't want cats to have like personal beefs in this shit.
You don't have to.
You know, it's just rap.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm better than you. The same way
your
that battle rap
beef is just that our group or our what every time we release a song, we want to, you know, compete with you. That's one thing.
You know,
it
who
don't
got
have
a beef?
To be like, hey, old site, bro. We see you every time.
As a Big Sean fan, I feel like he should have came back to back. Just, yo, hey, hold up. Eight time, I got some shit going. Here y'all niggas go.
Y'all want to drop some shit.
So if
he should drop something. Like right now. Because nobody's expecting it.
That would
nobody's,
be amazing. Especially
and from Big Sean.
Getting at the niggas.
Especially from Big Sean. Because just to let y'all know, I've been one of the best out here.
That would be amazing. See, that would be amazing. Niggas with shit on it. But that would be amazing. I would love it.
You know what I would love? If he got like some features on there like he did the last time.
No.
But no. The difference is don't do it with the niggas that you competing with. Do it with some niggas that's just gonna make your song better. Like if he got Lupe Fiasco on there, you know what I mean? Like just to juice the record up. You know what I mean?
This would be the time to get what's his name? The one I be talking about.
Now he could do a Detroit versus everybody. Him.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Him, Eminem. What's his name? What's Danny Brown and
Five
Nine,
niggas,
bro?
Get all of them niggas.
That's nice. That's a cool way to compete,
and
it, though.
And then he tell him, I'm getting at everybody.
But you know, if he had a, like, it could be a 6-song fucking album where it's like everybody's on all these tracks, though. And we going off, bro. Fuck all y'all. Niggas, it's Detroit versus everybody.
That would be lit.
And we would give him his respect just for doing it.
Facts.
Like, y'all ain't respecting me out here.
Yeah.
I got the squad with me.
Yeah, I've been doing this for Detroit the whole time. The whole time.
Man, that would be
fly, bro. And that could be everywhere, though. And yeah, competition really does need to come back.
That's what has been missing, bro. Because it's like, if you go back, I listen to 90s hip-hop a lot. And they was always taking shots at other niggas on records.
Consistently.
Like, they was always, like, we ain't doing no pop shit. We ain't switching up our clothes like they did.
Like they did. We ain't jumping up and down. It's like, these niggas hate no Chris Carson.
Yeah, and I feel like that little bit of spark, just it drove people to make better music. And also, to competition. I can't believe they said that we saw what.
Seriously.
Hey, you feel me? And it increases the want to be better. But in this new age, it's just like, oh, you made music, cool, put it out, go stream it.
Yeah. Every time, over and over and over. And this is why the last, like, and when we bring this back to the Drake thing, his last few albums felt like those. Just stream it.
Just stream it.
I don't want to hear that shit. You know, well, I come from a different era of when I put an album. Bro, I've been listening to Sade. You know what I mean? And when I'm listening to these,
I wish we
cats,
could go back to the first episode you said that so we could track how many weeks.
You know what I mean? So it's like when I listen to like new artists, I'm getting the same feel. They whole albums, like
you checking their sequencing?
The whole thing though.
Mm-hmm. No,
If I'm not getting that feel from you, then there's no point in me to actually check into you.
So you know what the best album is, though? The best one that I just found? Like, it's hella old, from the 80s. Thinking that Billy Ocean.
Oh, word.
Found the tape at the thrift store, bro. That shit slapped, okay. Nigga. Right. Front to back, son. That Billy Ocean. And also, I'm hella dumb. So the name of the song is Caribbean Girl, right?
Uh-huh.
But this nigga say, Caribbean Girl or some shit. The way he say it, I'm like, oh, he's saying it right there the whole time. I didn't know.
You just didn't know. It's been in the whole lyric, bro.
It's the chorus. He said that shit like 6 times. And I figured that shit out on like the 30th listen. I was just slapping songs, man. Let's just go. Anyway.
But as long as it rock.
Yeah.
I don't know what that song is, but my one that's kind of like that is the Michael Jackson's, his Liberian Girl, bro. You ever heard that?
No, I probably
have. Never heard Liberian Girl?
Don't try to play me.
It's so, this nigga's saucy.
I'm pretty
type
sure
shit.
I've heard it. I just don't know the name of
it's
the
definitely
song.
I'm going to play this in
no,
the background.
You know what?
Feel,
hey, nah, that's one of those.
Nice.
I got a caveat real quick. I said Caribbean Girl. You said Liberian Girl. I feel like there's another name for that song. Because fucking, what's it called? The Billy Ocean shit. You don't know it as Caribbean Girl at all. But you know the fucking words. Where we at? What is this shit called?
It probably sounds the same, too. That's probably funny. You know how artists steal from each other?
Absolutely.
The same song. Just change the words up a little bit.
This shit is No More Love on the Run.
I don't know that one. This is 80s, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You've heard this before.
I have not heard it. No, but I would slap that.
That shit slaps so hard.
There's something about 80s music.
There's 80s music is fun, and like, you need drugs. Like,
you don't, actually.
You don't, but
you
it
could
would
be high.
But it'd be but fun, though.
You
don't
have to. I just for me, it's like just being on the road and really slapping that shit and feeling it as you roll it. There's something about all 80s music that has a vibe
to it. You're right. But you ain't have fun until you play that Eddie Murphy song with the shades on Ecstasy. That's all I'm saying.
Party all the time. This nigga was crying like this the whole time. He didn't even move out of this song, bro. He was just like this the whole time. It's the best night ever. Yo, niggas be coming up to you talking about, you remember that one time? Oh, that was the greatest night, bro. That shit was live. Right? This nigga didn't do more than this, bro. Smack, bro.
Yep. I guess we got to talk about the comedy show I was in.
Oh yes, this nigga funny, y'all. Yeah, tell him you funny.
I'm funny, y'all.
Tell him why you mad.
tell him why you mad, son. Tell him why you mad. Nah, I thought it was pretty cool. I did okay. I could totally do better. But
is that all you gonna say about yourself? This nigga don't promote himself. You big shot out here.
That's why I'm a fan, bro. I understand. We
what the fuck was that? I went to the show. The show was not this nigga funny, y'all.
Bro, okay, so this is.
I feel like we already know this. If you pay attention to anything we do, you funny.
My thing is, I can't qualify. Like, you were there, you can say if I was funny or not. It's like, I think I'm funny all the time, but like, I can't.
Okay, let me explain something to you that I don't think you are taking full credit for. If you can start a joke off, right, and people are like, where the fuck is he going with this? And you get them to laugh in the end, or you just get them to relate to what you're saying. You have a talent. This nigga talked about editing boogers with CGI, and it was like, okay, and? Like, no, you don't understand. This is a whole job. This is a nigga's whole job. Is to sit, you know, I can't sit here and tell your joke, but the point is to connect that, right?
That shit
takes skill.
That was funny. I didn't know, you gotta give yourself
credit for that.
Thank you, because that shit was funny as hell to me, and people laughed at it. I was like, yo. That shit.
Nigga said it, people laughed at it.
Hey, because they.
Yes, I'm funny.
Yo, because you're right. When I was like, y'all ever think about how many Hollywood dollars is spent on getting boogers out of scenes? And it's like, what? Huh? All right, check this out. Look. That's what I'm about to tell you.
Like I said, to get to connect that, right? That's one of those, like, that's, you know, where are you going with this? That's hilarious.
I feel like everything I said there, like, what the fuck are you about to say?
The jail thing, bro. Were you in the dormitories, bro? I was in the dormitories. Right.
You know, we was roommates for a minute. Not too long, though.
Well, you said, didn't you say, bro was out or some shit, didn't you say?
Yeah.
Bro left or something.
When he came back to the dormitories.
It's like, if you want to connect with the dots, it's like, that's for you. But that's funny as fuck.
Yeah, people like that would do that.
It's nigga funny, bro. Hell yeah, dog. Hell yeah. Yeah, believe in that shit. It's just like rap, bro. Just believe it. I'm better than everyone.
I mean...
Are you better? But I'm one of them niggas. I'm amazingly great at this. So confidently good at this.
Hey, nah, that's the thing that gets me every time is that people be like, you were so confident. And it was like,
that's how you felt?
Like, oh, what?
That's what you got out of it.
Oh, cool.
I looked confident to you.
I thought I looked like I knew where I was going with that.
Oh, shit, I guess that masking thing. But they say fake it till you make it. That shit is real, ain't
That's
it?
What everybody says.
Shit is real, bro. Fake it till you make it, bro. Till you just realize, you know what? I've been doing this long enough to feel
I
like
I can actually
I'm the
do
one.
This.
And then all of a sudden, you're just the one.
You just do it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened to Dave Chappelle, bro. Yeah, no, 100%.
Well, I mean, he's. Aren't all comics like that?
But look. The. You know how the his trajectory was so high, and we look at him and regard him as like, well, one of the greatest comedians of our time because mm-hmm. of the fact that he's so authentically himself. And I felt like because he started off being so authentically himself every time he appeared, that he got comfortable just being that. Mm-hmm. And you know, where it's like, I don't really need to be the best of anything, but like, you know how people if say, just be the best of who you are?
If I just do me, I'm great.
But who else do you know that can say that to that much of a T? Where it's like he's literally not telling jokes anymore. He's just up there talking. But he's so authentically himself.
Mm-hmm. That we fuck with it.
It's the greatest of all time. You know what I mean? He's not telling jokes anymore.
I mean, well, I think that's the thing, though, is it's to be yourself, right? It's the... You do something so much that it becomes second nature, which becomes part of you. So it's not you pretending to be it or you having to do something. It's this is what I do.
I'm just this.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
That's cool.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I hope to be that.
But we live it and breathe it, son. Nigga. What fuck you mean I hope, nigga? There ain't no hope in our lives, nigga. We fucking live and breathe, nigga.
You right.
Nigga, we niggas out here, cuz. We don't have hope, nigga. We just live, nigga. Nigga, we create the hope, nigga. We are the hope, nigga. We the hope for other niggas, nigga. Fuck, nigga.
See, I don't know if you called me a fuck, nigga, or if you said fuck, comma, nigga. Then he said, man, you said so. It said it so many times.
And you followed, though.
I knew what you did.
I see
I heard you.
You
I
hit
heard
that
you.
Every time, nigga. Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry.
It's cool. the comedy shit was great. I want to do it more. I just got to try to get on more shows or do my
own
shows.
Oh, yeah,
son.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to do. And... I like to talk shit. So.
I say keep doing it. Fuck, why not?
Yeah.
Shit.
No reason not to. Now, what else was I going to... Oh, yeah, shout out to all the other comedians. I don't know all their names.
I didn't actually learn any name of that night. But they were great.
Right.
I feel like I made personal friends.
Hey, that's another thing. Don't know none of their names, though. Nah.
And you know how I showed up again? They'd be like, oh,
hey,
God.
Yeah, that's you.
You're back.
Oh, yeah, you with him. Yep. Hey, bro, that's how I was popping up with Tess. It was like she had a show. We'd be there. It's like, oh, and then we'd be at another one. It's like, oh, do you do comedy? It's like, nah,
I don't even
know
who Tess is, bro.
You know Tess Tickles? Oh, yeah, you probably don't. Because you don't,
Was she there that night?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, okay.
She just in the group. She on the squad. But y'all don't be at the same. Y'all don't be at the same events.
It's not this. I kept making that distinction that night. This is not like the hip hop scene at all.
No, this is the very different. I was just about to say the comedy scene is very open and friendly.
Way more.
And supportive.
But I think if you're not a comedic, like if you were, if you started off in comedy, you might not feel that way. You might feel like, oh, it was harder for me to break out. And I couldn't make as many friends. It might feel harder for you. But because we started off in, you know, hip hop, we can see.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very different.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
no, that's
what I mean?
Fair. Yeah. If you've never experienced that before.
I ain't never seen nobody taking pictures. We all taking pictures and grouped up. That was never a thing out of hip hop
squad,
unless it was us and our group taking pictures. It wasn't us and
with other
groups that we met
that night taking pictures. That shit don't happen often. If it did happen, they usually blow up together. Niggas don't fuck with each other, bro. What you mean?
Damn.
It's hard enough to get them to listen to you. Comedics are actually supportive. That was nice.
That was great.
Should I keep calling them comedics?
Comedics.
I like the way it sounds.
That's funny as hell.
It just sounds.
It's not wrong.
It ain't. It sounds very wrong, but I like the way it sounds.
I mean,
I'm gonna run with it. I'm gonna say it forever because if you run with it long enough, and other people,
it'll become a word.
Yeah.
Words don't matter, bro. They didn't change the definition. They're
gonna be like, he's so smart.
They didn't change the definition of so many things, like drip.
So my Elder Scrolls character, right? I have a sorcerer. Oh my God. His name is Walks with Drip.
See, that sounds like a disease.
Okay, but look. But look, I'm killing shit anyway. It don't matter. You can take it any way you want. Where you see me, though, I'm flying shit.
That nigga said walks with a drip. His nose is always runny.
But if I had that shit, though, you feel me? You know what it is. You know?
Do we have anything else?
I don't know. Do we?
We talked about the four things on the list. Really? Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Is there some Trump news?
Trump news.
Nah, bro, because they said he was supposed to, he got to get the bond. Feel me? If he about to, what's it called? If he about to appeal that $400 million judgment, he gotta put the $400 million up. then appeal. Feel me? They like
about to
cool.
Put their money behind him for that.
They said that they called Hella Bell Bonds Company. They said,
you know what's funny,
yo,
too?
And then they said that the lawyers gotta put down that they like, hey, we ain't got it either.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
So I ain't been looking, but I'm looking for some news on that because I'm like, yo, that's wild.
Because it's funny because it's like, look, your fans fuck with you, but there's only so much they can do.
Bruh, he said everybody donate $20.
Like I said, your fans fuck with you, but there's only so much they can do. Like, they ain't rolling in the numbers that, you know, you want to project them as. So when we, you know, put all our ad dollars up, we make what we make.
but the thing is, they've been pumping they small donor, they small dollar donors. They've been hitting
they
them.
They've been pumping them for
they've
a while,
they've been pumping
bro.
For a minute. Right? Hey,
yo, how much do you care about Donald, bro?
Like, are you going to put your...
He got to come up with the money. Hey, he rich, right?
Here's the question.
At this point, if you one of his fans, you looking at him like, yo, he rich, he got it. We believed in him for being a great businessman and always having the money. Uh-huh. Put the money up. That ain't even a belief. So
and he like, nah, he in your email like, yo, bro, what's up with that 10 though?
Yo, cause like, we understand how much that really is. But you know, when fans just believe shit, he's got it, right? He's got money, right?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Hey, but if he did, why would he be asking you for it? Like, you know what's funny is they were talking about how Joe Biden's on the campaign trail, right? And then Trump is like playing golf and stuff, and it's like it's because it costs money to travel and set up these press events, and they spending all the money on his lawyers.
He can't go nowhere.
Like, yeah. Like, and it's like the way that, like, and again, we talk, like, it's amazing how we find the topic and all the things come back to that. It's the way that the media talks about it. Is yeah. It's like, y'all are not reporting this correctly. There's a reason why he not having campaign events. Who paying for him?
How are we even going to get out there? Can I even assemble a team that wants to be around me and represent me out on a campaign trail? Like, if we being for real about this, this is why I don't even care. Why are we even talking about him and his presidency? Like, why are we even talking about that if
you see the seriousness of the shit that he's going through. Like, if you believe because in that, right?
The media shapes because perception is reality.
Oh my goodness! So we talk for about real,
it,
though.
We talk about it like it's a thing. So,
and but in my mind, every time somebody brings it up to me, I'm like, why are you even talking about him in that together? You know what I mean? That doesn't even make sense. Why are you even talking about that? That's how I feel.
I understand.
But I'm just putting two and two together. If he's going through all of this shit like you just said, how am I even going to attempt to be on a campaign trail and talk about serious issues of the country when I got serious issues of my fucking life going on right now? I got my kids wrapped up in this shit. What are y'all talking about, bro? It's like people aren't invested in real life anymore
at all,
and he's living real life. He's going through shit right now. Hey, but and I need y'all to pitch in and help me out of this. Okay, I need y'all.
Anything will help. A couple dollars, dub, 100 if you could. Nah, that's real. That's you. You are correct because that's all. You're not looking at what's really happening.
Mm-mm. They looking at what's being told to them, like 100%. You don't see anything.
And because the media is a feedback loop, you only get what you want to hear, right? You like, we don't want to hear about the reality of it. We want to hear it skewed to make me feel okay.
Yeah, and I feel like people look for disparaging bad news about Donald Trump so much that you don't even understand what he's actually going through. You're just looking for the next bad thing to hear.
We
about.
Don't even need to. Like, you don't even gotta look, bro. Just let him ride.
You don't
even
understand what he's actually going through. I just need to hear the next bad thing about him. He's not gonna be president, right?
Like, you tripping. If you don't about vote for him, shit. My nigga, like, what are you? Like, that's what we know. Like, come on. Like, that's what kills me is it's like people that'll be like, oh, we just can't have this and we can't have that. And it's like, are you going to vote? I don't know. If you don't know, then we don't know, dog. What you mean? Like you need to know.
But I feel like there's a disconnect now that's from all of our politics that we have now that we didn't have before. Like, we're completely and utterly disconnected now. Like, who are the candidates? Name me any of them. You know what I mean? Like, who on any side? What's actually happening? Like, people aren't, you know what I mean, invested in what's happening in our actual country. Yeah. Like, what was the last time somebody talked about the abortion issue that was in our country? What, you know, like...
Well, when you mean talk about, do you mean actually doing something? Or, like, the Supreme Court trying to, like, strip the rights?
Yeah, like, and we haven't had any conversation about it as a country. It's, you know, it's like it's not happening. Oh. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, things are happening.
Things are happening. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Palestine and our involvement in it. When's the last time we had an actual conversation about it as a country?
There's this thing in the Santa Cruz comic news thing, and it was like the whole thing was bombed out, and it had a family in the middle, and it had a bomb that said Made in USA, and then it had aid, and it said From USA. And then it said, if you're not confused, you're not paying attention.
Nobody's paying attention. It's not a real concern. But you know how we talked about, like, how what you're invested in this country is what you get out of it. And we're so bogged down in what we have in our tiny little lives. We can't afford to look at anything else.
And that's where
it's more like that now than ever before.
But I think that was by design.
But it's so bad now that, like I said, who's the candidates? Like, we have, you know, a presidential election coming up. Mm-hmm. What's actually going on? You said Biden's on the trail again. Who's looking for Sleepy Joe? Like, who really wants that again? You know what I mean? This dude is literally falling asleep at podiums and shit. Like, he wasn't great for us. He just held it down as opposed to the other guy who's literally going through fucking life right now, owing the country $400 million and trying to raise. That was our alternative, bro. Like, our country is so up in shit, dude. And it's like, when are we gonna have real conversations about this shit? Like, we be talking about basketball and shit on the podcast. And it's, you know, because if we not talking about that, when we talk about shit like this, how much engagement does people want to actually pay attention to this?
Well, it's one of those we can go around and around about our ideas on what should happen, but at the end of the day, we're not in the room where it happens.
right?
We don't know what's going on either. We always say we just two dudes talking.
No, but that's what I'm saying is it's like, so, I mean, I understand the lack of investment.
Yeah.
Because you can only worry about the things that actually affect you, right? And there's so many other issues. There's so many issues across the board that can affect you that it can be overwhelming. So I understand that. But I feel like there has been a decrease in just basic knowledge of things.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, yo, like, somebody commented on a thing where it was like, we were talking about the Crown Act in the, on the pod, or on the old news. And the dude's response was like, oh, I can't believe they're doing this. And then they're like helping kids cut their dick off or something like that. And it was one of those things like, what? Bro, where does this story come from? And what is your proof? Like, okay, if that's a thing, that shouldn't happen. But is this a thing or is this some shit that the media says?
I think he's, okay, when they say cut their dick off, that's...
It's gender-affirming surgeries and things. But I'm saying, though, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, cool. What the fuck? All right, and like, now I gotta go do my actual research on this topic because all I hear is the joke part. I know how we talk. Yeah. Everything is a joke or we say the most salacious shit, but none of it could actually be real.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying it's not, but I'm also saying I don't fucking know.
I definitely.
But the fact that it comes up on the back of another conversation that's actually happening, that we have proof and evidence that this is real on the books, it's like, all right, bro, where's the conversation going? Well, we do it great on this show where we fucking meander and go to different topics, but this is a podcast. We're not talking about the actual facts. We're not trying to get to the bottom of this. We just going talking about it.
Because, you know,
right? So
these are issues.
But when people are focused on that issue, somebody's coming in with, but what about? And I said this.
Center in on one issue and stop asking about something else.
I said this in the book club where we were talking about how frats, the book was about frats having a drug problem. And it's like, well, and we talked about the pros and cons of fraternities. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the cons are, it's like, it's just old white people together doing a thing that benefits them. And it's like, well, that's the point of a fraternity, right? We got like-minded people in this group, and we work for our goal. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck everybody else. Fuck their problems over there.
This is for us.
Our goal. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about that? You figure that out then. If you worried about it, we worried about this.
Our thing.
Right, so it's like that. That's how I forgot where I was going.
I don't know where you were going with that. I don't know why you brought up fraternities.
I was bringing up. I brought up the book club because it. What were we talking about?
Okay, now you can't do that when we high, bro. Because now we all stuck.
Nah,
this is the point where somebody would review what we said, go back,
and then we start again. But we're not doing
tell
that.
Tell us, but we can't do that because we're not live. That don't work.
You can't get lost.
I don't know what you were gonna say.
Well, what were we talking about? What was the original conversation? Oh, it was about being invested into the politics, and then why people aren't invested into the politics, and then how do you get invested into the politics? And I brought up the fraternities because you want to be centered on one goal. You don't
proud of
like
you right there because that wasn't
like that was that's how we got there. And what I meant by that was we need to collectively decide what the issue is. Period.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it's not like but I think that was the idea of when you said we were more fractured than ever and you held your phone up. I think that was like, and I said by design. Mm-hmm. That was by design because back when we didn't have devices that could have our attention like that, you would have a lot more labor strikes. You would have a lot of people not like
they
bucking
would center
the system
in on one topic, at least in your area that mattered to you.
Right.
And because you know we're not centered in on, like, remember we talked about last time the trains.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even get working trains that are updated for our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We can't
get, you know, small things to improve because we can't center in on one issue.
Right.
But that's that's not just a countrywide, that's a statewide thing.
Mm-hmm.
And each state, everybody has on one issue.
Yeah, no, and to break it down further, it's like we can't even center on one issue in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's something, a problem in your neighborhood, y'all don't come together and be like, we got to fix this. If you do, then there's always a whataboutism for it.
Mm. So how do you get people more invested in their, what? Because if this is the conversation, well, is it more in your community? Because that seems to be what matters.
Well,
how do you get people to invest more in their community?
Well, I don't think you have to. I think it's an on off. It's not more or less. It's like, if you are involved and committed, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are halfway committed, don't do shit. Stop. Shut up. Stop conversation.
Never say anything.
Stop. You're not helping.
Yeah.
All you're doing is creating a conversation, but you're not offering no solution.
And you don't. You're want not making. To either.
No. You just. What about this? What about? Shut the fuck up.
Don't be the what about person.
If you care about it, make a move. Do something about it. Mm-hmm. If you feel like speaking about it, shut up. Because you speaking about it is hindering somebody that's actually making moves.
So, if you're going to speak about it, do something about it. If you're not going to do anything about it,
shut the fuck up.
Boom. All right. That's different.
Well,
because
it lets the people that's working get the fucking work done.
And get the real message out, as opposed to the fluff of other people just wanting to say things. I think that's okay, so you know how we post, repost mm-hmm. everything that we feel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as opposed to putting how we feel about it in the repost, just repost.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it. This message speaks for itself.
Let people determine how they feel about it for themselves.
Don't give them.
You just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
That could really change a lot for our country
mm-hmm.
if we just stopped adding how we feel about everything to everything.
It needs to be a unified voice. If we have a leader, let them talk. Don't take what they said and then say, oh, well, I heard over here and I'm adding 2 cents. Don't, bro, let them talk. That's the purpose of them talking.
We don't need you to paraphrase the verse. We don't need clips. We don't need clippets of what they said. We just give us the thing. Full detail.
Decipher it for yourself. And again, if you want to do something, you'll do something. This could actually happen too.
This could be a change in our country where we say we don't even pay attention to the thing unless we get the full, you know, added context.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even going to pay attention to it anymore.
It's necessary.
Like, we could definitely change that about us.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that happening. People get fed up enough. I can actually see that happening for us. That could be a good thing that happens
mm-hmm.
because of how things are right now. Where you get fed up enough where it's like, I'm not even going to pay attention unless I get a full video.
Yeah. Until I know the whole get down.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you're not getting nothing out of me. You want my dollars? I will invest.
I need all the details. I need all the details
all
you
the
have.
All details, no fluff.
You know? Well, I think that was pretty cool.
We have a lot of weird conversations.
Necessary.
We go a lot of places with everything.
I mean, why not?
We banter. We
ha ha ha. Banter.
We just be saying shit, bro.
We just two dudes having a conversation. But it's like, I don't know what other people talk about.
Yeah,
like I'm not in their spaces. This is what I talk about when I have someone to talk to,
and I'll be here with you. You know what I mean? I'll invest in a lot of these conversations.
Uh-huh.
I think it's good because it's one of those, like, if we don't have these conversations, then we would just be talking about bullshit all the time. Like, I would always talk about sports with any random person. You know what I mean? But I still know that that doesn't actually matter.
Well, that what's funny is it's like when you have. When you meet, I met some, I got some new friends that he don't really watch sports, right? And we were sitting there, we had dinner, and it was like, yo, do you watch sports? Nah. Do you? Nah. Like, I used to like keep up with shit just to talk, bro.
You
don't want to talk about nothing real. Like,
that is such an American thing, but it's like every time I wear like a, anything, people will talk about it with me on a random, being out.
Oh, no, they'll just, start up a conversation. But it's, but that's the thing. It's like they've put sports so front and center for us that that takes precedent over anything else in the community.
Any real conversation at all. People aren't even...
Bro, we in line to pay $7 a gallon for gas and you gonna talk about my sweater, my nigga? Like, let's talk about this gas.
Let's talk about these gas prices and how outraged we are.
Like, let's start a revolt.
No, for real. And it's like, then we get the news camera to show up and it's like, I don't know, 30 minutes later, it's like, what happened here? It's like, we got a piss. And now you on TV and it's like, how did this happen? Motherfuckers just started talking.
Like, just started talking about how bad it is that we standing in line for this bullshit. And, but nope, we're not going to talk about that. It's like, ah, you guys suck. Ha ha ha.
How are they going to do next year?
Hey, man, and I do this shit, too. I do it. I definitely do it. It's one of those, like, random people will just come up to me and talk about it. I'm okay with it.
See, you're way friendly.
I'm not friendly. I'm Don't say that about me, bruh, because I be wishing I did. Bruh, we were just at the fucking place. Y'all niggas, y'all, y'all know me, bro. I'm not friendly like that. Now, I feel weird trying to not be mean. How am I going to get out of this? Because niggas want you to be, you know, friendly.
We don't want you to be friendly, nigga. You are friendly. Like, we didn't make you do anything.
That sucks. That hella sucks.
Yo, so I think we're done. I'm pretty sure.
Apparently. No, now I'm mad because that's real. It's like in full effect, bro. That happens to me everywhere all the time.
Stop being friendly.
Nigga, I can't.
Nigga, I can't. I try, but I'll still be like, hey.
People start striking up conversation with you. You just start talking to them like,
yeah, see.
Like, we cool or something. Then, like, you know, see, two minutes later, you realize they looking at you like,
nah, see. The number one key to being unfriendly is never say anything.
I can't do that.
See, that's the problem.
I can only do that when I don't fuck with you.
But you don't know them, so you shouldn't.
I definitely can't do that with women, bro.
I don't know
what that is, but I can't do that. I can't do that.
Bruh, I will ignore the hell out bruh.
It's more of like, if you, I can diss you, right? But it's not like I intentionally trying to diss you. It's more of like, you shooting your shot and I'm just not with it.
Oh, no.
That's more, but I'm still going to pay you attention.
I told you, bro. I'll run away.
I'm paying you attention. I'm going to give you some attention.
I'll slide.
Just like I said, I will run away.
I'm out of here.
Not me. Oh, no.
Like, yo, get it. Like, we are making eye contact and get them to look away and disappear, bro. In the wind.
Not me. Look, if you gonna be, because like the one at the bar, if you gonna be looking at me, say something, don't be fucking weird, because now I feel weird that you staring and not saying shit. You didn't blink, you didn't smile, you ain't gonna nod, you ain't do shit. You just stared like a fucking weird person.
She was stuck, bro. You had her stuck. She thought she saw the light, bro. She was like, oh my God.
Blinded by
my... She couldn't respond, bro. You shocked the system. She was just like, oh my God.
That was like a TV moment where it's like, you know how I was talking to whoever, right? And then as we talking and I look to the side, right? Good, like 3-4 seconds. Okay, nothing. Okay, you know how you look that way? Like, do you see this? Look back. Still, no, nothing.
Did she try to touch you?
No, didn't even move. Did not even. She was weird, nigga.
Nah, bro, you had her stuck, bro.
I get that.
He like, but that's still weird.
It's still weird. Cause nigga, bro, if we play this in reverse, if I was the one doing that, am I not a creep? Is that not a creep?
I mean, you're a guy though, so anything you do is a creep.
So it don't really, like...
I get it.
You don't, like, I it don't, get it. It don't matter
but
if you...
But it's still weird.
It don't matter if you stare.
Nigga,
if you
breathe.
Make, if you make eye contact, you don't breathe, my nigga. Like,
breathe, bro.
You had her stuck, bro. You had to break her, you had to break her out of her trance. You had to say, like, "How you? Are you okay?" If you were to say, "Are you okay?" She might have, like, fell on you. Like, oh, my God.
That would have been something. Would just be stuck.
Yo, so we were trying to get out of here.
Yeah, I guess so. We ain't talking about that. I'm being mean now again.
See, look at you.
I'm not mean. Why are we like this?
I know you're
I
not.
Try to be a nice person.
You're friendly.
I'm not.
See?
Did I just not explain?
You I'm just not. Nah, you just said. You just said you not mean. You just said you not mean. And I said you friendly. And then you said, I'm not friendly. So there is no in between friendly and me.
You I went from the literally other. Being friendly to why are you staring at me being weird? In one moment, bro, there is no seamlessness.
She was shocked, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
You keep saying that, and I keep giving you that look like, nigga, fuck out of here. Yeah. No shock. I ate all that.
This nigga said, I ate all that.
I'm all right, bro. Damn, come on now.
I mean, I don't know, bro.
Weird. She was weird.
You don't know what you look like in her eyes.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that and hope for the best of everybody in the world. I hope I can do that to everybody. We've all had some cool moments. I'm pretty sure we've all had some cool moments. Like, damn, I can do that.
So, yo, I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey B. The Wonder again, bro.
I hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. You should check out The Heat every Thursday. We got music videos from artists that you've never heard of, but you should. And, yeah, man, these guys all day on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. Funny, check that shit out, too.
Very funny.
All right, y'all. We out of here.
We are out. Like a light.
This is the straight dope show.
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 Out.